You're listening to 91.7 KXT, and we're glad to welcome back to Dallas, back to the studio, too, the Lone Bellow. Welcome back, you guys.
Hello. Hey.
And you brought more members with you this time, last time. Well, let me introduce you guys. Zach Williams, lead vocals, guitar, Kaneen Pipkin. And Kaneen, you're not playing mandolin today. You're playing bass, looks like.
No, I upgraded.
Okay.
Something heavier.
All right. And Brian Elmquist also plays guitar, plays electric guitar. You're a vocalist, too.
Yes, sir.
All right, so who else did you bring with you?
Well, we've got our regular bass player who is now playing the keys as well, Jason Pipkin.
What's up, guys?
And then Spencer Cohen on the drums.
Ow!
Hello.
Well, welcome, you guys. Glad to have you. Let's go ahead and get right into it. What are you going to play first for us?
This is a song called Then Came the Morning.
Like the light that you kept on your smile. Awesome. Nice work. Man. It's Lone Bello here in the studio with us, 91.7 KXT. Then Came the Morning, the name of the new album, too. Comes out after the first of the year.
Yeah, January 27th.
Fantastic. Man, what a great job. Nice harmonies. And that song, really, well, obviously very gospel feel. And you were listening to a lot of, like, 70s era Elvis at that time. Vegas Elvis, weren't you, at that time?
Yeah, we were. There's a, you know, I was talking to my buddy Thad Cockrell about it the other day. And there's this special thing about the Vegas era Elvis. I mean, he's kind of he's losing his good looks a little bit. The suits are a little tighter, and I feel like he replaced that with just like this thick emotion, just this raw human emotion.
And yeah,
I was really drawn towards it, and we had the idea of for a little while, it was called the Vegas Elvis song, and we went ahead and named it and wrote it. So, yeah.
Was gospel a part of, you know, all of your musical heritage? I mean, were you primarily influenced by gospel?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom, as soon as I could play a chord, made me play with the church band.
Yeah.
It was like I had to.
And I grew up in a cross-cultural church. We had a lady who played gospel and sang in the gospel choir, and it was in the attic of a bluegrass music shop. So it was everything all at once.
My church had one of those church bell ladies with the white gloves, and nobody was allowed to touch the bells. You know, I stole one of those, though.
You stole a bell?
Stole from a church.
Oh, man.
It's terrible.
I didn't steal a bell. I'm just kidding.
It's hard to get away with without getting caught.
I stole a glove. I had one white glove like Michael Jackson running around.
You know, and gospel, I mean, you know, this goes without saying, but even myself, too, I learned to sing harmony, you know, going to church. That lady behind me singing something else, what is it? And you kind of follow along with the notes, and she goes up here, she goes down here, so awesome. All of you moved to Brooklyn. Well, I want to get into the history of the band. I mean, you've had to tell the story a lot of times, Zach, but I want to kind of skip a bit to where all of you moved to Brooklyn. You moved to Brooklyn with a whole group of friends. I mean, how and why did you do that?
Yeah, I love telling the story. It's an honor to tell the story.
Okay, love to hear it.
So we were living in Florida, going to school down there, a few friends, and a couple hurricanes came through like 10, 11 years ago. And we went up to my family's little horse ranch, and the next day we were all just hanging out riding horses, and my wife fell off a horse, and she had a bad accident and was diagnosed quadriplegic, and we lived in the hospital, and that's where I started writing songs. But I had met Brian before that. He was the first songwriter I had ever met. So we lived together in college, and you know, he was the first guy that I would walk downstairs in the living room, and he'd be like plucking away trying to write a song. So we all go way back, and Kenine's older brother is one of the dudes that stayed with me in the hospital for a long time and encouraged me to try to turn the kind of the poetry stuff that I was writing in my journal into song and play it at open mics. And Brian had a band in Nashville at the time. I then started a band after that. I worked the New York scene for several years playing the bars. Brian worked the Nashville scene for several years and moved to New York, played that scene for a long time. Kenine and Jason were living in Beijing. They are smarter emotionally than me and Brian maybe are. No, they're better at language and grammar. but they moved to Brooklyn to go to like French culinary and Princeton, and that was around the same time that we put together a little rehearsal just to have some like creative juices flowing, just to have fun. And first song in was a song called You Can Be All Kinds of Emotional, and we hit that first bridge that's real high, and I think we all just were like, man, this is special. Singing together, this is a safe place.
Yeah. By the way, it's the Lone Bello in the studio with us. They play tonight at the Kessler Theater. A new album called Then Came the Morning comes out after January. Would you play another song for us?
Yes. Sure. This is Cold as It Is.
was drowning underneath. I was just like any other dog, whirling me into the deep. Cold as it is, I wouldn't leave my baby dog. Cold as it is, I wouldn't leave. Cold as it is, I wouldn't leave my baby dog. I wouldn't leave my baby dog. I wouldn't leave. Your name was written on the apple. I got my name into that tree.
What's the Lone Bellow here on 91.7 KXT? Great job. And it's a shame our studio audience is behind a glass because you can hear them going, yeah, yeah. That was awesome. All right. We mentioned Brooklyn. You guys live there. But on your bio, you're describing it like as a it's like a small town community. But in the back, the backdrop's like Manhattan back there. I mean, it's really amazing that you described it like a small town. I mean, why is it particularly like that?
I feel like it's a small town. Like, I grew up very, really rural area, 7,000 people, the whole town. So you know everybody, everybody knows your business. But, like, on the blocks we live in Park Slope, and, like, I know the guy that fixes my shoes. I know my barista. Like, we know the people around us, and, like, they know what's going on in the neighborhood and stuff like that. So it feels like that that small town atmosphere in that big city in the situation. Because there's a lot of neighborhoods like that anyway. They're all just pocketed little neighborhoods around
right
yeah
New York anyway. So
and the new album, well, Charlie Peacock, who was the Civil War's producer, produced your first one. Mm-hmm. For the new album, Aaron Dessner from The National produced it.
Yeah,
what did he do different that Charlie Peacock didn't do?
Well, the work that we did with Charlie was a different situation because we made it at Rockwood Music Hall. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of bleed in the microphones, and we kind of learned afterwards that we needed to go back to his studio and fix a lot of stuff. So we did, you know, a few things in the studio. Whereas this time around, we didn't have any other day jobs. This was our only work that we had to do. So we had this wonderful margin to be able to go up to Woodstock, New York, and we made the record at this place called Dreamland, and it's an old church turned into a studio back in the 60s, and so the sanctuary is where we sang, and we set up the three mics in the one room, and he set up mics up on the ceiling and this and that. So all the vocals on the new album have the natural bleed of us just like looking at each other, singing with each other in the same room. Whereas on the first record, a lot of the vocals ended up accidentally being like in the piano mic or like in the banjo mic. I remember Jason had to stand behind the bar when he was recording the banjo. Oh. So we had to go back and fix some of those vocals like in the studio. Whereas this one, we're actually standing together in the sanctuary singing.
So you recorded probably more live on the second one.
Well, all the vocals, like there was only one line that he rewrote that we sung. So all the vocals were live, and then we took it back to Brooklyn, and just you know, honed in on like making the sound we wanted to get out of this record. You know.
Yeah. We also had to ask off work for the first record. I remember like begging my boss to take 3 days off. I was
I remember that night.
I gotta record an album.
Where were you working, Kenine? Where were you working?
Oh, I was a pastry chef at a soda fountain.
Okay.
In
you
Brooklyn.
Had to ask off work to play Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were more excited about that. Then they're like, okay, you're actually doing something with your life. And I was like, my band wants to make a record. They're like, you should probably still come make the ice cream toppings.
Also with his new record, Brian had a lot of time to, him and Aaron would mess with the guitar sounds and which guitar to play and how to mic it in which room for each song. So we were able to spend a lot of time doing that. And Jason got to, I mean, there's, how many pianos were in there? Four?
Three or four.
One of them had a sticker on it that said, please do not tune. Because I guess Aaron just felt that it was perfectly out of tune.
Right.
Yeah.
So we got to experiment a lot with this record. It was an honor doing it. And Aaron's brother, Bryce, wrote all of the arrangements for the brass and the strings and the horns. And we had the great honor of having New York, just amazing neighbors, play these parts. It was an incredible experience.
And it's great to have you guys here again. We really appreciate you coming back to KXT and playing for us today. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us again.
You bet. It's Alone Bello here in the studio with us. Got one more song for us?
Yeah, we
got
to change again. Sorry.
Okay, no problem.
We got to change clothes.
Okay.
I'm going to go put my purple suit on.
We only sing this in R&B suits.
Fix that hair.
Fix that hair.
Fix that hair.
Watch over us. Watch over us. When my hands are tied, when my strength is gone, Mama, your baby. Shrouded in sorrow, you've had your time, but who has tomorrow? Watch over us, watch over. Father, your sickness lives here in me. I don't need no crown, don't need no glory. You've had your sometimes I'm down, sometimes I'm almost level to the ground, but my baby's sleeping in peace.
So watch over us. Watch over us.